when you put, you know, a pretty dress on your content and people don't like it, you can be like, oh, it was the dress. Oh, it was my anesthetic. Oh, it was my branding colors. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. We can externalize that rejection. But when it's us...
You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. On Fridays, it's just me and you, and we sit down with a cup of coffee, and I share with you authentically the things that are going on in my life, things I'm processing through, what it really takes to build something. Because, man, it sounds cool. It sounds cool starting a business, doing a new project, leading something, but man, it is freaking hard. It is so hard. So I hope on Fridays, this is just a super authentic time with me and you where we can just talk about this stuff that's hard. That's hard to figure out as entrepreneurs and leaders. Today, I wanted to talk with you about consistency in your content creation. This is something that I have been working so hard on over the past couple of years to be consistent in the stuff that I produce. And I feel like this is something that a lot of people struggle with. It's kind of the thing that's easy to put on the back burner because it doesn't necessarily yield money off the bat, for sure. It's something that is a free love offering to many people. You know, whether you are writing a blog or putting out a podcast or something, it's something that you want to use as a way to connect with your audience, but there's not a lot of fruit. There's not a lot of fruit off the bat. So it's easy to kind of put it on the back burner and ignore it because you know it's important, but you forget how important it actually is. And I wanted to talk to you about this today, again, not because I have it all figured out, because I don't. I've been super consistent and good with certain things in my content and other things I haven't. So this is a good reminder for me. And also it's come up quite a bit in our private Facebook group. If you're not in that, check out Unconventional Leaders on Facebook. We have a lot of really cool dialogue in there lately, but being consistent with your content is super hard, is super hard. So I put together 10, I know it sounds like a lot, but I'll go through it quickly, 10 tips on how to be more consistent with your content. So number one is take it very, 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 very seriously. Did I emphasize that enough? Again, it's easy to forget how important it is, but let me just remind you real quick. This is a way for you to build trust and relationship with the people that you are trying to connect with. If I said, hey, I'm your friend, and I showed up and I knocked on your door and I, you know, acted super intimate with you and wanted to hang out and talk real deep and, you know, cuddle up on the couch and have hot chocolate and tell each other our deepest, darkest secrets. And then I asked you for something, then I left. And then you didn't hear from me for a while. And then I showed up and did that again a few weeks later. And then, you know, you get what I'm saying. If I did that in person, it'd be weird. You know, it'd be super weird. But the point is, we don't build relationships and friendships with people who are inconsistent in our lives. In fact, we kind of get pissed at them because we're like, dude, you only show up when you want something, or you're super inconsistent. Sometimes you're friends with me, sometimes you're not. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. I have, and it's so hard. And what it does is it puts distrust in between you and that person because you don't know that they're going to be there for you. You don't know if they're true to their word. But for some reason, when we translate that into the online space, we forget that. It's easy because it's so passive that we think, hey, it's cool if I don't show up sometimes or I'm inconsistent or whatever because I can do it later. But if you're trying to sell something, if you're trying to spread your message, if you have some kind of agenda, which we all do with our content creation, you're trying to get X message out, it starts with trust and it starts with relationship. And it's the old school principles that work in person that translate online. It's not different. So we have to take it so, so seriously and not be a creep. Don't be a creep online. Be true to your word and build trust with your audience. They deserve that. They do. Number two is start small and build. So when I started podcasting, I just did one episode a week. And that was really hard because I wanted to do more. I'm a very big picture person and I just want to do everything all the time.
But I knew that if I didn't get a grasp on doing one a week, that it was going to be really hard for me to be consistent on building more. You know, now I've been doing it for almost 2 years, and we moved up to 3 times a week, and I have a good grasp on that, and I've been consistent. So now we're putting in YouTube, and we're starting a YouTube channel. I had the fortune, the luck, to sit next to the founder of Goalcast last year on an airplane, and he was so gracious, so kind, super cool dude. They have like millions of followers, and I was like, dude, tell me, like, what did you do to make this happen? And he shared with me some really cool, very practical tips, but one of the big takeaways is he said to pay attention to what's working within your content, and also pick one platform and really go all in on that. And I think that's such good, boring advice. It's boring. Like, we want to do everything all together, all at once, but going all in and again, building that trust on one place before you build out is so, so important. If anything else, you're putting so much on your plate that you half-heart everything and you don't really produce great work in any area because there's so many balls in the fire. So give up this or that that's not really working or that you're not really interested in and go all in, or just try it. Just try it. Go all in with something and get really good at it and build out from there. It's less stress. You're being more, you have more integrity around what you're doing because you're being more consistent and, you know, producing from a place of life instead of stress and panic and freak out. It's just smarter. Again, it's not as fun and it's kind of more boring, but it's just, it's wisdom. Start small somewhere and build. Number three is have a content calendar. And this goes into the whole planning thing. It's so important to be able to see not only what you've produced, but also what's coming up. And that way, if you get a cool piece of content here or there, you're like, oh, hey, in 3 weeks, I know I'm going to be talking about X or whatever. So it just makes you so much more organized. It makes your content more rich. It helps me to be able to see things out, like written out on paper or in a spreadsheet or whatever, because my mind is just like, boing, 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 boing all the time. But if you have it all in one place, it relieves some of that anxiety. And again, you can see what's coming up and you can also see a flow of your content. Like, does your content make sense? That's one thing I've been working on a lot. And I know for a lot of time, my content hasn't. And it's just really occurred to me looking at my content calendar. I'm like, okay, do these subjects naturally flow one to another? And that takes some time. I'm still working on that with myself, but it's a good question to ask yourself and your content. And a content calendar helps with that because you see all the subjects right there. Next, we have batching. Oh, batching. Y'all knew I was going to say batching. You're like, oh, come on. I already knew that. But listen, do you batch? Do you really batch? The time it takes for me to set up my mic, to get mentally prepared, to have stuff written down and ready to record a show, it takes a little bit of time. Why not do several things while I have everything set up as opposed to having to re-go through that process of setting everything up and getting mentally ready all over again? If you're doing YouTube videos, ladies, putting that lipstick on, why you gotta re-put on your lipstick later to do another video? While you're ready, while your lights are on, while you're mentally prepared, go ahead and do 2 or 3 or 4 videos. Get as much content creation as you can out of the way. It feels so good and it saves you time. I know in your mind you may think batching takes longer. Batching saves you time because when you cut all the crap, the in-between crap, the setting up crap, the lights crap, the mentally prepared crap, you get it, I'm going on a rampage, it adds up to so much freaking time. So batch your content. Templates, this is number 5. If you notice that you're writing the same thing over again, or if you're saying the same thing over again, put together a template or a pre-record something. There's no reason for you to rewrite something or re-say something. Like for me, my outro, intro are already pre-recorded. If you have a commercial, if you have, you know, a subscribe, call to action in your blog, if you are constantly rewriting the same things, copy paste that crap, y'all. Listen, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Just think about how can I make this as efficient as possible. And it may take longer the first time getting things in place, but man, when you have it together, so, so helpful. So we talked about taking it seriously. It's building trust with your people. Take that so seriously. It's an honor. It is an honor. Number 2, start small. Pick one platform. Show your faithfulness in that and then build from there. We talked about having a content calendar. We talked about batching. We just talked about templates. Number six is pick platforms that you can schedule out on. I don't work with third-party places that you can't schedule things. So for me, like Libsyn is great because I can schedule out my podcast later, Hootsuite, stuff like that. If your blogging platform will let you schedule out, pick places strategically that will let you get ahead. Because for me, if I am producing content the day of, I'm behind. Because think about this, and it's happened. It's definitely happened. Life happens. But if you are constantly doing that, again, you're putting that relationship with you and your client, your ideal person on the line, because you're saying, hey, I might be able to show up for you if the day goes the way I think it's going to, or I might not. And y'all know days never end up like we think or they're going to. So don't put your relationships on the line by leaving it at chance and not being prepared. So pick platforms that let you schedule, be ahead as much as you possibly can. Number seven, verbally tell people when to expect things and keep your word. That keeps you accountable. If you say, hey, I'm going to publish this blog on Tuesday, announce that to everybody. It keeps you accountable, because if keeping that trust is important to you, then on Tuesday, you are going to have a freaking blog out. Because again, you said you would. And we have to take our word seriously. So announce to people when you're going to do it. Now that'll make you, you know, take number two a little more seriously about starting small, because you don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. Underpromise and overdeliver always, always. That's what value is. That's where people start to really become raving fans of yours. Like, oh, they're serious. Oh, they show up when they say they're going to. Oh, they actually over deliver. And I didn't expect this. So verbally tell people what to expect and over deliver. Number eight, repurpose as much as you can. So I could do a whole podcast on that. Let me know if you're interested in anything like that. But pretty much taking a big bulk of content and breaking it down and putting it across different platforms. So this might look like me recording a video and then taking the audio and using that as a podcast and then putting that video on YouTube and then cutting that video up and putting it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. You get the idea. So you're working with what you got instead of having to recreate and recreate and recreate. And this is a really interesting fact. Really, really interesting. People do not see your content as much as you think they do. Okay, so let's say you put up on Instagram this picture of this awesome bird. I don't even know where I got that from, but let's just say you did. And several months later, most people either A, didn't see it or don't even remember it. And so don't hesitate to repurpose your content on different platforms and use stuff again in different creative ways, because it's likely your people either A, don't remember, or they never even saw it. So be creative. Don't be afraid to repurpose your stuff. Number nine, set deadlines before you say something doesn't work. So a big important piece to consistency is being all in for sure for at least an allotted amount of time. So let me give you a very practical way of looking at this. Let's say you started a blog and you're like, okay, I'm going to blog every Tuesday on this bird. I don't know why I'm on birds right now, y'all, but listen. Say I'm going to do this for 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, and you're going to be consistent on Tuesdays. And then you know no matter what, you're not going to give up until that deadline. Because if we give ourselves a way out, we'll take it. All of us will. Because it's human nature. When things get hard, it's easy to bail. But if you know I am in this until this time, you're going to be more consistent and you're going to have more of a drive to do it, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And you know that if you want to quit after X time, you can, because you know what? You did what you said you were going to do. Now, I do want to say on that, when you reach your deadline, when you set your deadline, don't set it too short, because we don't know if something works until we do it for a long time or we have some data to back it up. Content is a freaking marathon, y'all. People are like, oh, I'm not seeing numbers. I'm like, well, first of all, it takes a long time. If it didn't take a long time, more people would be doing it. The amount of podcasts, the amount of blogs, the amount of YouTube channels of people who started and actually are still doing it after a long period of time is very, very small, because most people don't have the grit to hang in there and do it. So there is that piece of consistency. But then there's just also this other piece of, You know, are you delivering good stuff? You know, and you're going to have to change and adjust your content and make sure that you're pivoting, because all of this is a constant pivot. But make sure that you're hanging in long enough to even make sure something does work before you say that it doesn't. And be honest with yourself. Is it that people don't care, or that you're not taking your relationship with them seriously? Again, bringing it back to point number one. Number 10, and this is a hard one, y'all. It's going to hurt your feelings, and it's hurting my feelings, and it's tough. But we have to let go of perfection when we create content. Oh, I know it's so hard, where you want to present yourself. You want to present your brand, and understandably, in a certain way. And you should. You should. There should be consistency in the way you look and the way you present yourself, 100%. But what I'm talking about is when your consistency suffers because you're so worried about the way you look. Now, again, let's bring it back to point number one, that relationship building with your people. The people who are closest to you in your life, who have made the biggest difference in your life, have they pretended to have it all together? Have they always looked like they have it all together? Do they physically look like they have it all together when they see you sometimes? Or is it your friend who comes over in their sweats with a Snickers bar and they're like, man, today was rough. And they're just real and raw with you. Those are the people that stick out in your life that you're like, man, I have their back no matter what. And I know they have my back. Again, translating that into online and on business, people do not resonate with perfection. They don't resonate with your awesome anesthetic and like everything being on point and looking perfect. And I'm not saying that any of that is wrong by any means. I'm not. There needs to be, I'm working with somebody right now on my brand. Like, it's really important to have that. But what I'm saying is, when it cripples you so bad to show up authentically and to not be perfect, that you produce inconsistent content and that it's not authentic and real and it's scattered because you're so worried about the way that you look, I just want you to know that people don't care about that stuff. It doesn't matter. That's not what translates into impact. That's not what translates into sales. You connect with people. You buy from people. You believe in people who show up consistently, who are honest, who show integrity, who really show that they're in it for your benefit and that they love you and they're for you, than they're for themselves. And that's just the truth. All we have to do, guys, is take really old school principles, things that work in real life, and translate it to online. And that's what really matters. I cannot tell you the percentage. It's a crazy ratio between my most unpolished blah content pieces that have gotten emails and responses saying, man, Heather, that really resonated with me. And I'm like, are you for real? That was so messy. And then I'll have something I'm super proud of, and I'm like, man, I produced that thing good, and that was on point, and I don't hear anything. It's crazy. Why? Because people resonate with just that relationship aspect of it. And that's so hard as content creators, because when you put, you know, a pretty dress on your content and people don't like it, you can be like, oh, it was the dress. Oh, it was my anesthetic. Oh, it was my branding colors. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. We can externalize that rejection. But when it's us, when we're creating content because this is something authentic to me and real, this is who I am, and I'm putting that out there, and then people reject it. They're not rejecting your brand. They're not rejecting your anesthetic. They're rejecting you. And that's what's hard. That's what's hard showing up content-wise, because it's a lot more personal and we open ourselves up for hurt and rejection and pain. But again, I'm talking to a crowd. You guys are concerned about impact and making a difference in people's lives. And that's what we need in the world, is more people showing up authentically and real and being willing to say, hey, some people may not like this. Some people may not like me. I may look messy to some people, but for all the other people, and I promise you it's going to be more, this is really going to help them. And this is actually going to be valuable. And this is what's going to build their trust. I am not perfect at this, y'all. I am not, I promise you. My newsletter, I've got to get better about consistency with that. I'm really good about podcasting. I was thinking about when I was putting this together, I'm like, man, I've really, because on I sometimes Monday, sometimes I do it Tuesday, sometimes I do it Wednesday. I've got to nail down a day for that. So that's me being real with you. I don't have this perfectly down. It's something I'm working on, but it's so important. If there's any of these points that really resonated with you and you want to go deeper in on it, on how to do it, like batching your content calendar, anything like that, send me an email or connect with me on social at Heather Parody. Let me know and I will put something together for you guys. Speaking of YouTube, I didn't even say YouTube, but speaking of YouTube, we're doing some videos over there that are super cool. I'd love for you to check that out. Put in Heather Parody or the weekly parody. It'll pull up. All right. Love you in your corner and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.